Good evening. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boovilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2MBU.
KC2MBU, hey, good evening. What's going on tonight?
We got 20 degrees up on the hill here. They're saying it's supposed to warm up over the weekend and then do the old Arctic plunge. So now's the time to get you with it.
Roger that. Yeah, I just got another ton of pellets here the other day, so I'm good to go for at least another month and a half. At least. And usually around then, well, you start getting into March, I start using the electric heat a little more. And or I'll just buy some bags of pellets, you know, three or four at a time until get to the point where you don't need them anymore. But yeah, they're saying maybe even a little bit of snow here tomorrow, too, so we'll see what happens. All right. Thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. Have a good night up there on the hill, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT looking for check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, not too much. Been outside, of course, well, clearing the snow here. I don't know whether it was necessary or not. It might all melt. But we might end up with an awful lot of, you know, terribly wet, slushy stuff, and then we'll have to do it all over again before it freezes the next day. It's 26 here. It's been, I don't know, unless there's something wrong with my, no, well, if there is something a little off, because my digital thermometer says 26, but my one outside the window 20. I don't know. Might be a little bit warmer because I've got a kerosene heater running in the garage, and the ascending unit is hanging off the back edge of the little shed out of the garage, so there might be a few degrees of. It's not an insulated garage or anything, so that it maybe account for a couple of the degrees higher, but seems to be, it's been pretty steady. Pretty nice out, actually. It's very calm, and moon is kind of sort of out, and wouldn't be a bad night to maybe go out for a little snowshoe or something, or snowmobile if there was any snow, but there's not enough. It's just too fluffy. And I'm even reading on the trailconditions.com that Redfield, I had a customer who was going to come over Wednesday, I think, whenever it was, he got the snow. Today's Friday, so Wednesday. And I called him, and the guy's wife answered, "Oh, we're not going anywhere. He's out snow blowing. We got 28 inches of snow from, you know, last night till 6 o'clock this morning." So, but when I'm reading on the snowmobile trailconditions.com board, that even though that there was all that snow, this snowmobiling is, the trails are terrible, and you know, the trails are closed and all that, because it was just such fluff that it doesn't pack down at all, and I guess there was still water from the last warm-up. I don't know. Anyway, I haven't, moved the snowmobile here in a while. I could probably ride one of my old ones. You could ride in the Atlanta on this, no problem. But anyway, it's in Boonville on Thursday for the Towpath Trekkers Hangover Run, second annual. I guess they used to do that in Barneville, but boy, we had 88 runners, and we figured over 100 people. It was at the VFW, kind of a party, and a lot of door prizes and, you know, stuff, food and stuff like that. It was really a nice event. And the run wasn't too bad. I just ran 5K out the Moose River Road to the where the canal crosses there. The second half of it wasn't too bad. The first part coming up from out 12 and past the park and there, boy, the wind was pretty good there, but got around, the backside of the hill or something that blocked it all, and you didn't notice it at all for most of it. Anyway, that was a nice way to spend part of New Year's Day. KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Well, about every 15 minutes or so, I hear a snowmobile go buzzing by here up on the towpath. I'm sure it's got to be about dirt by now. Well, we'll see. It's been a kind of a weak year so far for snowmobiling, and I haven't even started mine yet. Got it all registered and everything ready to go, but that's as far as I've gotten. All right, well, have a good one there. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, it's just been a work day. I'm still working. Got to work here late tonight. Got to work here tomorrow, and I'm hoping to have a little time off. And then back to work on Monday. Well, we had a bunch of days off here this week during the holiday, so I'm not complaining. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular language use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and say 33 to those who listen in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations coming up, please.
Says KD2AIT, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KD2AIT, hello, Jeff. Thank you for checking in. Good to hear you as always. Did a good copy on the repeater tonight. Okay, any other stations, with or without traffic?
KC2MDU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, hello, Ray. Thank you for checking in. Additional stations, with or without traffic. Well, we'll try once more here, looking for any stations for Octan, with or without traffic.
I think Bill was in there, and I think you stepped on each other.
Okay, you mean the one I call Bob? 5AOW. Was that you I stepped on?
Well, maybe not. I thought I heard somebody in there.
Okay, anyone else that checked in besides KG2AIT and KC2NBU, please try again. And any additional stations, come in, please. Okay, I guess we got them all. Might have been some distant interference that came in. Also, it might have been my other radio here, too. Okay, very good. Thank you both for coming in tonight. Much appreciated. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. Carry A through there, is it?